This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
We just see how important he is for this group, how much his teammates love him. His basketball IQ is so high. You know, he sees 2-3 moves in front, you know, before he makes them. It was interesting even when, during preseason to watch him practice, you know, when he was like at 60-70% and he was still making plays and we were like, wow. And it was like almost PTSD what we had 3 years ago. You know, he's running on a break and he's throwing a lob to Matas. You know, Matas is dunking. And so it's been great story. It was great that we were able to talk to him and his representation and, you know, to be able to keep him here, obviously, longer.
That was Arturis Karnišovas on the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast with Stacey King and Mark Schanowski. Him talking about Lonzo Ball, who is no longer a Bull. He's a Cleveland Cavalier.
Man, Lonzo, when healthy, and even after the injury and when he was back at a version of himself, is a beautiful basketball player.
I agree.
And that colors some of my feelings about the trade that went down on Saturday.
To bring in Isaac Okoro from Cleveland.
Lonzo is somebody who other players get better when he is playing.
Same thing with Alex Caruso.
Yeah, like his ability to impact the game without the ball in his hands sometimes is just remarkable. Like, that's the dude you want to run with. When you go and you're running full court and you're like, you see that guy at the Y or whatever, you're like, man, I want to be on that dude's team. We will run. We will have fun. He's going to get me the ball. He's going to defend his ass off. He's going to hit some open shots. He doesn't need to dominate the ball. Like, oh, my God, you want to play with that dude? And now they've traded him. And the thing is, when he was in trade conversations and it was like, I think maybe they're going to sign him, but maybe they'll trade him last year.
Or maybe they'll just, you know, release him.
I fully wrapped my head around, no, you want to keep him. This is a guy that you want to impact the young culture of your group because he kind of defines the way you want to play. So if Andy had this very manageable contract, like, I had wrapped my head around that and I argued for it. And listeners might remember at the time, other people were like, you got to get what you can get. And we heard rumors there was a number one pick on the offer from Memphis. And there apparently was, along with Keith Smarts or Marcus Smarts, bad money, I should say, not Keith. That's a long time ago. But they didn't do it. I'm like, that's cool. They want to keep him. Now they trade him for a one-way player, as Cody Westerlund aptly described him, a dude who helps you on defense, but not on offense at all.
He's good corner three guy.
but those are wide open corner threes.
I'm just saying that is one of the high sides of Okoro. He's a good defender, good three-point shooter from the corner, but kind of only the corner.
And we can get into the trade. But overall, to me, it stands for their inability to maximize their assets. Like, they just do it again and again and again. If you were going to trade him, then you should have traded him to get that first round pick that Memphis was offering you. Instead, you hold on to him, and I get behind the idea of holding on to him because you're trying to build a little something and he can help you with that. And instead, then you trade him in the offseason for this. Like, what the hell are they doing? They're not either trying to get a little better so they can deal with an East that might be coming back to them, and they're also not bottoming out, Lawrence. The trade enraged me in those contexts.
Here's what's wild. KC pointed this out after the trade. The Bulls now have three of the top 10 picks from 2020. Patrick Williams, Isaac Okoro, and Jalen Smith. They now have three of them.
And are any of them like pieces that you want to hold on to as important parts of a potentially contending team? I don't think so.
I haven't seen enough of Okoro to really make an opinion, but just judging off of what I have seen, no.
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 I think all three of them are not.
Because ideally, you've been trying to move Patrick Williams this offseason too.
Right.
But you shouldn't have signed him to an extension.
They wait too long to deal with their assets, and they end up not getting value. Lawrence, the team that was pretty good with Lonzo and DeMar and Zach and Caruso and Vooch that had the best record in the East in the first half, right?
Yep.
They've now traded four of those five away and not gotten anybody's first round picks. The only one they got back was theirs that they had given up. So they traded four of those five. So this teardown, Ricky O'Donnell said it to us last week, they have completely and utterly botched the teardown of even that decent team.
And even if you believe what Joe Dumars said, there was an opportunity for them to get better again during the draft. And if you believe it, that everything was on the table from everyone between 9 and 13, that you could have gotten yourself some extra picks. And I don't understand what they're trying to do, because it's not like get worse by any means necessary.
But it's also not get better right away.
And it's not get better. And it was John Greenberg. He wrote it today. He took two quotes, one from Arturis and one from Eversley, where Arturis is saying, oh, yeah, we took a step forward this season. And then Eversley is saying, oh, we took a step backwards. Like, even as far as their own messaging goes,
yes,
they're not where you would want them to be in explaining what it is that they want and what they expect fans to do with the knowledge that they're trying to put in front of them, where it just looks like a team that's satisfied with, well, somewhere between 39 and 43 is kind of where we should be as far as win totals go.
Yeah, I mean, where's your risk? Where's your risk in either direction? Like, if you're going to try to get better, then get better. Instead, they're like adding projects. They're adding projects to a team that's not that good.
Yeah, and I get that last year, if you look at what Brooklyn and Charlotte were doing, it was going to be impossible to get to the bottom, okay? It was just going to be impossible. And that doesn't even guarantee you anything anymore with the way that the NBA draft lottery is set up. I just wish I had more faith that they were not just reacting to what other teams are doing, and they actually had a plan that they were trying to execute, and a plan that makes sense. It just feels the Bulls basketball feels like treading water. And I don't know if that's just the way that it's set up organizationally, that they are designed that way, and that they are maximizing, like, by being in the middle and being at number one as far as attendance goes, if they are maximizing the amount of money that a franchise can make. And I hate to throw that, like, levy that accusation at the Bulls, But that's what it feels like they're doing. It feels like they're just trying to be good enough that on any single night that you go and enjoy the NBA product, which is a great product, and what the Bulls do from a stadium's operation is great.
Yes.
But it just feels like they're building a team of any night that you come here, you might see the team win, instead of building a team of we are trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be not just competitive on a nightly basis. Because I think that's where, from a semantic standpoint, speaks, they get away with this. Because on a nightly basis, the Bulls are a competitive team. From night to night, you go, all right, if things bounce well, they'll have they're good enough to have an opportunity to win. But in the aggregate, you know that they are not one of the best six teams in the Eastern Conference.
You know
they are
not
one of the best four teams in the Eastern Conference. And they seem cool with it. And that's the part that's so frustrating.
Because they've been rewarded for it. And like all the secret extensions to go along with it, it feels so malicious to fans. I don't know another way to say it. Like manipulative and just kind of willfully malicious. Like, we're not trying to get better. We know you're going to keep coming. We're extending everybody. This is just what we're doing. We've got a good cash cow of a business, and we're cool with staying right where we are. Go Bulls! It's just gross, man.
When someone else owns something that you love, this is one of the bad parts of it. Because all of us, like, if someone offered you Bulls tickets, you go. Because the Bulls games are great.
It's fun. It's fun, man.
It's great. It's a great hang. It's a growing neighborhood. It's a lot of fun to go over and watch games at the UC.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you made the point in transition, and a texter makes it in a different way, that the Bulls are what the Cubs were under the Tribune Company. That, like, just banking on the fact that you want to go, you'll show up. They don't really have to try to get that much better.
It's just the best players in the league are coming through Chicago, and you have an opportunity to see them. And our team might win that night.
They might win. You're going to have a good time, too. You'll be all right.
Yakid K is going to come on. You're going to pump up the jam, and everything's going to be fine.
You might get a meatball sandwich if you clap your hands like a seal.
Benny the Bull is going out. By the way, Benny the Bull out here doing cross body blocks in local wrestling now. I put it up. Yes, I don't even know if it's in my stories, but Benny the Bull was like participating in a local wrestling federation.
Yeah, was that team sanctioned? I saw a video. I was like, this doesn't seem like a thing Benny should be doing. Hey, Benny can do whatever he wants.
He was great. He did a great performance, man. Off the top rope, out here doing stuff.
Benny was over.
And so that's the thing. Benny's like the best mascot in the NBA.
Great fun.
There's a lot of stuff,
man,
that makes going to a Bulls game great. I would like for the team to be more than competitive on a nightly basis, and that's how they get around being competitive. That's how the Bulls organizationally get around the idea of, well, wait, are you guys trying to win a championship? No, we're competitive.
Yeah.
Right. On a nightly basis.
You know, it's interesting.
You're not competitive as it pertains to winning a title.
You're not, but you're okay with being competitive on a nightly basis. And that's what Mark Eversley tried to sell to us after the draft when he said, you remember all those guys that helped you and battled back? All those guys are coming back, like Giddy and Kobe and everybody.
Remember Giddy hitting the shot?
Yeah.
And for some reason, him not connecting the fact that Giddy hitting that shot is the thing that keeps you from Cooper Flagg. Like, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all of it is just, I wish it were better, man. Like, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, and because I'm a kid who grew up during the Jordan era, I feel like Bulls fans are just kind of waiting to do something. Like, they had Derek, and obviously that fell apart because of Derek blowing out his knee. And they're now, Chicago is kind of the NBA's secondary home. A lot of NBA stuff happens in Chicago. Not NBA inside stuff. That was on NBC. But a lot of stuff happens here. And yet,
shout out to Willow Bay.
Absolutely. And yet, when it comes to Bulls basketball, it is now so far beyond the Derrick era. It's so far beyond the Jordan era. Mm-hmm. And the Bulls are, I wouldn't, maybe they'll change their mind in the next hour. I wouldn't suspect that the Bulls are going to be big players in free agency. And I also think that when you hear that it's possible for a guy like LeBron to move to a place, like, think about that. LeBron opted into his deal, and then Rich Paul is like, yeah, LeBron wants to play someplace where they have a chance to win a championship. And you know that it's not here.
No. This is an hour, and this is a time when, with the advent of free agency, stars, much like Kevin Durant did a couple weeks ago, are going to engineer their transfer to places that they think can win. Is anybody going to choose the Bulls? Anybody aiming to get here?
No. And
are they building a nest? Do they have a nest that's even remotely attractive?
No. And like, you look around and you look at what the Pacers have become, what Detroit has become now. Look at what Houston was a couple of years ago versus what they are now.
Yeah.
And I get that some of this stuff hurts. And when it comes to bottom line basketball stuff, there is a pain that goes with trying to get yourself to the bottom. And there is no guarantee that it will work. But I can guarantee that what you're doing now won't work.
It's not going to make you better. And it's not going to make you worse enough. It's going to keep you in the stasis. Man, the description of a franchise as being willfully malicious to the fans has resonated in terms of a bunch of different fandoms checking in, Lawrence. One guy who's a Cowboy fan said it reminds him of what Jerry Jones does with his circus down there. And you don't think of it in terms of football as a possibility for that because of some of the equanimity of football and trying to get great. But Jerry just wants to be good enough, wants to be decent, and he's willing to accept like just above mediocrity a lot of times.
Yes, but at least when it came to, are you going to let your quarterback go? No, we're going to pay him the most money in the league. For a while, Dak Prescott was the highest paid quarterback in the league. The rest of the stuff, 100% right. But even with them, it at least seems to be we want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but they want to make the playoffs.
And then it's a one game sample.
But like, they're not going to make changes if they're not good enough to win in the playoffs.
With the Bulls, the playoffs seems to be a byproduct. It doesn't seem to be a goal. Like, if they just kind of happen to put themselves in a position, great. But the fact that you could honestly, like, even not even cynically, last year go, oh, are they playing for the home game in the play-in? Is that what they're doing? Instead of trying to be eighth, are they playing for nine so that they could make sure that they host the game instead of playing for eight and knowing that you win one game and now you're the seven seed?
Yeah.
Like that wasn't out of bounds for a Bulls fan to think last year coming down the stretch.
No, that's what they were choosing. And after the deadline and the way that they talked about it after the deadline, I remember very well-known, established, thoughtful national NBA voices being like, oh my God, they just flat out said that they're shooting for like the 13th or 14th pick in the draft, that they're comfortable living in that hellish space that no one wants to live in the NBA. The Bulls are comfortable shooting for that.
Speaks, let's bring people behind the curtain a little bit when it comes to this. You have friends who cover the NBA. I have friends who covers the NBA. Tanny and Alex know people who cover the NBA. And whenever we get people that aren't specifically covering the Bulls and we ask them to come on, one of the things that we get back in return is, why?
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to talk with you guys, but there's not really a lot going on with the Bulls. They don't rate. They're not up there anymore.
Hey, man. They're not. Remember our conversation with Gary Parrish last week? And I said, Gary, you said about one of the players in the draft, oh, he's the kind of guy that smart franchises go after. And we didn't even have to follow that up.
Nope.
He just started laughing. And then we started laughing because we all knew what we were saying and what was implying, because that's how they're thought of around the league. as not one of the smart teams.
And that hurts. Oh, like as a child of Jordan, as someone who grew up here idolizing Michael Jordan and then loving seeing Derrick Rose rise and become what he was for Chicago and for the Bulls, to now see the Bulls as a non-entity, to see other teams and other franchises build it up, and maybe it doesn't work, or maybe it does, Milwaukee, and you win a championship. Or look and you see the Pacers are now in the finals. You look and you see Detroit, and everyone saw Detroit happening. Dan was talking about it 3 years ago, where he's like, ooh, look at the guys that they're getting on that team. And we all kind of knew, and you've been talking about Kay Cunningham as a possible face of the league for a couple of years. So, like, you look at that and you look around and you're like, is there any comp to what the Bulls are doing? And even with the teams that were stuck in the middle in the NBA, they've made a choice of direction. And whether you like the idea of tanking or not, Brooklyn is might roll out there with five rookies in their starting lineup next year. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, if you're gonna go young, then go truly super young and see what you got. Next year's draft is even deeper than this one at the top, supposedly, with a lot of real good players. A couple years from now, in terms of free agency, the Bulls could have very little cap space. They could have plenty of cap space unless they extend Josh Giddey like crazy. And then you're going to have money tied up in both Giddey and P. Will.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, create space or don't create space?
And it's a heartbreaking reality that as a Bulls fan, you know this is not a destination anymore. That they are just kind of part of the NBA entertainment vehicle. And I hate that. This is a franchise that should be in a position to go after and land big free agents. It's a franchise in a city that deserves more. And we keep kind of getting, but we all understand it. And I'm not here to call for any boycotts or anything like that. You do what you want with your entertainment dollar. And the NBA experience is phenomenal. The Bulls in stadium experience is phenomenal. I just want the basketball to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Billy's good. I think Billy's a really good coach. And I'd love to see what would happen if he had good to great players to work with. And even their risks that they take don't feel risky enough. You want to risk on a young player that you're going to have to teach to shoot? Okay, fine. Oh wait, he's not gonna be here initially, or you don't think that he can grow into? I'm tired of it. I would just like for the Bulls to go after something aggressively instead of being so passive in their approach and then trying to sell you the passivity of it and being like, well, this is what you have to do. It's not.
They're trying to develop from within. They're going to try to develop their star from within. But that rings hollow when you also just fired the best coach that you have.
And that you might have fired that coach out of your own arrogance.
Yeah, because he didn't see eye to eye with your big boss, who has now gotten away from the microphone, which just reeks of John Paxson and Gar Foreman type stuff. It's just...
John Paxson put winners on the floor, though.
But not for a good long period there towards the end.
I agree.
And that's when he faded away and went upstairs.
When is AK put winners on the floor?
Yeah. Remember that first half? That first half of that season?
I know. And that's, Speaks, that's another thing. Like, that's a trigger for me. Because they held on to it. And to that, as a selling point, they've now tried to sell it for 3 years. They also hung on to Lonzo, and they hung on to the excuse of Lonzo for two seasons Lonzo got hurt, so once that happened, we just couldn't win. And it was like, what?
Well, and that takes us back to where the segment started, because... here is Lonzo, who busted his ass to get back, and you decided to reinvest in. And it's just a wonderful story a wonderful story for a really fun player when he's healthy. And you sold us on the fact that he might be able to help you again. And now here he is, signed very manageably and is possibly going to be able to help you again. And now you trade him away and you don't even get a draft pick for it. You don't even get that. So way to end a really kind of lovely chapter finish of Lonzo Ball's career here with another perfunctory do nothing, go nowhere move for a franchise. It's just it really hurting the fans again and again and again.
I would hope that there would be Bulls news before we get off the air. I hope for that every year the free agency comes around. But the truth is that it's unlikely, and that makes me sad. And the likeliest type of news is them getting rid of players that you like a guy like Ayo, for example. Like that, like it's frustrating as all hell, man, and it makes me really, really sad. Speaks, I've been reading a book lately.
Mm-hmm.
Not the book that we tell people to read, but I've been reading Bill Belichick's book.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Mark Trestman's book because I read that one.
No, but I'm reading Bill Belichick's book while I wait for Benji Molina's to be delivered to the co-op in Hyde Park.
It's going to be quite a transition.
I'm looking forward to reading that book. I've finally really gotten into the meat of Bill Belichick's book. There's a couple of Chicagoland football and Bears things in there for you.
Do it.
I'll share with you next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
I have to ask about Robert Kraft because 24 years together, six Super Bowls. Unless I'm wrong, he's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Now, Bill Belichick has been all over the place doing media to advertise his book, and it has led the likes of Pablo Torre to do incredible investigative work.
A reading rainbow.
And my partner, LeVar Burton, has decided to dig deeper into the book itself. And so you bought the book. It's been extremely readable, and you've been spending quality time with the Bill Belichick book. And here to offer a book report is Lawrence Holmes.
I would love to be LeVar Burton. He's awesome. His speech in that clipped miniseries that he has with Doc is amazing. I would just say look it up. It'll probably come up on Reels because I've said it in front of your phone now. But that speech, you talk about someone who represents me. I felt seen and represented with the speech that he gave in that show.
Noted.
Any whoozle. The name of the book is The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football by Bill Belichick. I was at the 57th Street bookstore in Hyde Park to get Sarah Spain's book, which I did, and it's fantastic. I also ordered Benji Molina's book. They'll have it for me later on this week. I'm looking forward to reading that. And Sarah's book was like right next to Belichick's. So shout out to Sarah. And I was like, oh, I'll pick it up and I'll check it out. I'm interested in some of the football. I love football books.
Sure.
And this is maybe the greatest coaching mind in the history of the NFL. So why not look and see what he does? I don't think it's particularly well written. And to me, it kind of doesn't get going until about chapter 4 or 5. You have to wade through a lot of stuff. He kind of wants to connect with the everyman. It's very clear that he wants to use this as a jumping off point to then go speak at your company and explain, well, this is how management works in football, and it might be how management works with you and your job. There's a lot of fourth wall breaks in the book where he's like, you may have gone through the same thing at your job. And it just kind of doesn't feel very genuine, but there's a lot of good football stuff, and there's a couple of Bears things in here that I thought you might find interesting. For example, in the chapter called Handling Success, there's a passage where he writes about bringing in players that some people didn't think would fit, and then they did because they needed to be in a better environment. One of those players was Corey Dillon. Another one of them is a former Bear. Belichick writes, when he joined our team, he didn't have to worry about being the face of anything. We already had plenty of guys to do all of that. Speaking of Dillon, all he had to do was produce, and he did so at a record-setting level. I had a similar experience with Brian Cox, who was a very good linebacker, though, and tough. And
get some heart, get some balls, see the wizard.
And super competitive. He left the Miami Dolphins for Chicago as a free agent and became the best player on a bad defense. His frustration was evident on the field and included some altercations with fans. When he came to the Patriots, he could bring his talent and leadership with him, but didn't have to stand out and be the face of the franchise. Mm-hmm. One of my big messages at the start of every training camp, especially when we are expected to be contenders that season, was, quote, we don't have any starters. We don't have any stars. All, close quote, all we had were guys with an opportunity to establish a role or reestablish their level of performance. Was that true? Not entirely. It would have been hard for me to credibly say Richard Seymour, Ty Law, and a dozen other guys weren't going to be starters. Most of our starting positions were essentially locked up 3 months before the season began. But as a leader of our team, that's not what I talked about. Without misleading anyone, my message was simple. We're all here to compete for a few spots. Yes, some of these guys are really good. So be better. Everyone is going to be coached.
I like the image of Cox not having to be out front. He could do the leading and do the all the stuff that he wants to do in the communicating, but he doesn't have to be the focus of attention. And that fits that way with Dylan. It fits that way with a lot of the sort of sometimes problematic people he brought in and was able to make fit in there through the years.
So I got a couple more here, all right? This one...
Heart. See the wizard, get some heart, get some balls.
That's right.
You know, if you don't understand heart, get some balls.
Get some balls.
Wani loves Brian Cox.
As he should.
Let's get him on this year while we got Wani.
All right, I like that idea.
Alex, write that down.
In another chapter called Roster Construction, he talks about the type of guys that he wants and how they would often let go of players that were good but were financially in a place that was going to hurt the roster building. And he mentioned Lawyer Malloy, Tom Brady, Adam Vinatieri, Willie McGinnis, Vince Wilfork, Mike Vrabel, Joe Thuney, Deion Branch, Logan Mankins, Darrell Revis, Aqib Talee, Ty Law, and Nate Solder. So there's already a Bears reference inside of there. And then we get to him looking at players and trying to figure out if they fit. He writes, "It was along the lines that I acquired a number of players through the years who became major contributors to the Patriots. Players like Dylan, Randy Moss, Van Noy, Ted Washington, and Wes Welker. And I traded some players who fit better in other schemes like Eric Metcalf and Drew Bledsoe. Unfortunately, I allowed a couple of young, affordable players to get away, such as place kicker Robbie Gould. If after a full season of working with your team on a daily basis, you make a mistake on what you have or don't have, you've hurt the team. I never wanted to do that. Ultimately, these hard and crucial decisions have to be made, but they can be gut-wrenching."
Ha! Wow, he loved Robbie, huh?
To Robbie Gould to get that shout-out. But I mean, look, the guy kicked for 20 years in the league.
Yeah.
Now, it's not, you end up with Adam Vinatieri.
That worked out just fine.
And that worked out great. And I remember, I was telling Tanny, when the Bears got Robbie Gould, I remembered watching him kick and being like, oh, that's interesting that New England got rid of him. And then it was like, oh, now I see why they got rid of him, because he wasn't booming 50-yarders. Then eventually, Robbie, as he got older,
he got more powerful.
More powerful, better technique. And he was a Robbie Gould is a one of the best kickers of this era, if maybe not the best. And hearing Bill Belichick want to talk about him, I thought was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's one more thing that I'll share before, I know that people are probably tired of me reading, but I thought this was interesting. He loves Chicago's very own Rodney Harrison. And one of the things that he thought was cool about Rodney Harrison is that Rodney chose to play on the scout team, which to me is kind of amazing. He wrote, "No tape or coaching or raw talent. Not tape or coaching or raw talent. Those players knew they'd become better. They become winners because people around them set a bar that had no choice but to reach it. Elite players like Rodney Harrison make other players better. They know it. They bring models, mentorship, and motivation. If you manage them correctly, and if you lead them, they will in turn lead the rank and file. Without elite performers, the teams I've coached never would have won anything."
Hmm. That's cool. That's cool. And Rodney.
Rodney, when he got there, he was like, "I want to be on scout team." And for a guy who was at the time, I think, a 10-year veteran, that's a weird thing to make a request of. I would recommend the book, especially if you're a football head. There's a lot of cool stuff. He does seem to not like Drew Bledsoe. Like, that's one of them, like, wow, this, I don't know if retroactively you need to talk crap about Drew Bledsoe. And he loves Tom. Like, he talks about Tom a lot.
He's got to love Tom.
And there are a lot of things that explain why, one, he's cheap, and the UNC connection. He also kind of tries to make it like he hates Nepo babies, and he's kind of a Nepo baby in football.
Since dad was the coach at the Naval Academy?
Yeah, in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He makes a couple of those, like, fourth wall breaks where it's like, "I've never liked when people were born on third base." And it's like, sir.
And his son is part of the Carolina staff.
There it is.
I mean, goodness. Well,
Speaks, hold on. I got two more things for you.
Okay.
Two more. pull quotes on the back of the book. One of them is from Michael Jordan. No one is born great at anything. It takes a lifetime of hard work and dedication. This book tells us about the lessons Coach Belichick learned as he did his job. Michael Jordan.
It continues. Also,
I eat the pizza. All by myself. Nobody else eats. Eat the pizza.
Jordan's quote continues. Also, F Jerry Krause. I know he's dead, but I don't care.
And them kids. And this from Nick Saban. Bill works to be the best at whatever he does, and true to form, he has put his heart and soul into this book. It's a remarkable deep dive into the mind of a champion. Anybody who wants to improve at what they do can learn from its stories and its wisdom. And I think that's what this is supposed to be.
That's ideally it's supposed. Yeah, but I'm sure you're onto it, that he's trying to transition to a life of public speaking and getting a few hundred grand every time he goes and talks to your company.
Yeah.
Tanny, did you grab the audiobook? Because he does it, right?
So.
I mean, that makes it sound that much more appetizing.
So I'm a big time Audible fan, and normally I wouldn't advertise something to compete with for your listening ears. But so after Lawrence told us about this after the show Friday, so immediately I went to see, is there an audiobook? Yes. Who does the narration? Of course, it's Bill Belichick. So if I get in the car, my Bluetooth picks it up immediately, and it's like, acknowledgements. Chapter one.
The book.
It's like, I can't do this.
Oh, man.
But I kind of want
to
do it.
That sounds like the way to take it in. Absolutely. Like, give me the full weirdness.
You will hear his voice when you read it. It's written as if he dictated it instead of writing it.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does. So, all right. Well, it interesting. I love the summer reading list of Lawrence Holmes. Outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good list.
You correctly predicted a friend of the show was going to be having the month he is.
That's right.
We'll talk about that next on Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. I like the image of Cox not having to be out front.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
I've been telling the group chat, I think you're close. I wish I could bet it, but I feel like June is going to be a month for you.
Yeah, just keep squaring them up. I've been pulling the ball without thinking pull, which is usually a good sign for me, just being on time and they'll come.
That is in the air, left field, Nootbaar back. Nootbaar near the wall, he leaps, and that one is gone. We have liftoff. Porter circles the bases for the first time.
That's into the Crawford boxes.
And this one, heading in the same direction. Back to back. Bush and now Horner.
June is going to be a month where you explode with home runs. So
Nico Horner homering in back-to-back games. He now has three for the year.
Lawrence called it with June as Nico Horner's power month.
Horner's homies. It's a great segment.
And there it is, man. He's got the power right now. I'm looking at...
Do you know that this song is nothing but samples?
Did not know that, but that makes sense.
The breakdown of it, like all of the samples that came out of this, are amazing. It's just a song of samples.
Well, Nico is a man of power.
Power up.
He has powered up.
He is an altered beast.
The last 7 days, the leader in home runs in all of MLB is Nico Horner. He's tied with nine other people, including Spencer Steer, who hit them all in one night. Juan Soto has three home runs in the last 7 days. Corey Seager. Shohei Ohtani.
Nico's better than that guy.
Kerry Carpenter, Jazz Chisholm, Brandon Lau, and Nico Horner with three bombs, baby.
I love that that stat was put on the screen.
Yeah, they had it, what, the most homers since...
June 24th.
Whatever it was. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm looking at MLB.com right now. I got to take a picture of that. Send it to Nico. He's right there at the top. I mean, that is one to hold on to. If you're Nico, congratulations, you've made it. When Jim Deshaies was talking about him yesterday, or it might have been the day before, it's like, oh, Nico got some of that one. Or I guess the day before was Fox. But he's like, yeah, you know, if somebody gave him that backdoor slider that comes in on the hands, that's the ball that Nico can pull and hit. I'm thinking, all right, there's one pitch in one spot that our guy can do something with. And he's been doing it, so good for him. Why, Lawrence? Why did you think that June was going to be his month? Because it's... Was Sammy's 20 home run month? Was that June?
It was, June of 98.
So that's what it is. It's an homage to Sammy. That's what he's doing.
There's the homage to Sammy. I figured the weather would turn a little bit at Wrigley. And then you started looking at the schedule and you're like, you know, Houston is a place where one could, if you're not hitting 400-foot shots, if you've got WTP... If you got warning track power, yeah, that's a good place to be.
Yeah, you pull it pretty far down the line there, and that's what happens. And
look at Paredes.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Paredes is doing it there. Speaking of Paredes, by the way, did you see what he did to Tyone single-handedly yesterday?
Yes.
He saw
31 pitches?
31 pitches in three plate appearances to Jameson Tyone, who got up to 107 pitches before he left. His 107th pitch was the two-run homer to Altuve, and then Craig Counsell went out there and got him, so he didn't even get through five. But Tyone was a lot better, but Paredes just kept fouling balls off left and right. This was quite a weekend
and
for
he,
the for
blew
the trade
one into right field. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, because I said it on Friday, right?
I was going to ask you about that because Cam Smith, good Lord.
Yeah, the two homers, the one on Friday and the one on Saturday.
And he's like an 800 OPS player this year.
Yeah, and he looks good in the outfield, too, with a lot of years of control. No, it's true. But, you know, I stand by where I was. They make the World Series with Tucker. They win the World Series with Tucker. It's worth it. They make the NLCS with Tucker. I think it's worth it. How about this? They re-sign Tucker.
Oh, it's very much worth it.
If you used the year to successfully woo him with Operation Woo King Tuck, if you use that, even if you don't, if something happens and you lose in the last week to Milwaukee or whatever, and you don't make the playoffs, but you successfully re-sign Tucker, it's worth it in that scenario, too.
What if you lose to the Astros in the World Series and Cam Smith is the reason? Hadn't thought it through, huh?
No, I hadn't gotten to that part yet.
All right.
But I still feel it's still worth it.
Nico, by the way, on an 8-game hit streak, too. Would you like to know his splits?
In his last 8 games?
We can go to the last 15 if you... actually, let's do the last 30. Let's start there. 294, 336, 404. Super respectable. Last 15, 333, 368, 519. Last 7 games... 400, 444, 760.
That, folks, gives him an OPS over what, 1.1?
Yep.
Over the last 7 games? Go ahead, kid.
I'm so happy. Like, I'm so happy for Nico. Because the stuff that Craig was telling us, like, yeah, if you're sitting on zero.
You don't want to flirt with that.
Yeah. And now, like. He's been doing literally everything else to help you win baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that Nico hadn't been doing was hit home runs. And now he's doing that too. He's giving you excellent defense.
Yeah.
He is the thing that you can't bank on, but he's doing hitting with runners in scoring position. He's been doing that. He is the guy that lets people know when they can do better. Like, he's doing all the things. And now he's hitting home runs, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff out of him the last week. He's going to be disappointed tomorrow when he hears that Sahadev Sharma doesn't want to try his pizza, though. I mean, it's going to be scary. It's going to be a scary moment of interaction. And then I wouldn't be surprised if Nico goes after Sahadev in the clubhouse. You know, if we get ugliness between the Cubs and the Athletic.
I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised. Nico gets feisty about the pineapple issue.
Yeah, but... Sahadev is really good at, like, calming situations down. He's a calm, warm presence.
As long as he doesn't eat spicy food.
Yes.
Then something crazy happens to him.
Well, we don't know that. You're kind of making that part up.
Other than
the acid reflux.
He hinted at it, I thought. Did I hear it wrong?
Yes.
It's possible.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You heard it wrong.
All right, Doug Glanville has an awesome Substack where he writes about a million interesting things on dougglanville.substack.com. He does Sunday Night Baseball, usually with our buddy Boog Shambi on ESPN Radio. And he wrote about Ryne Sandberg in a really beautiful and thoughtful way. So we took the opportunity to talk to Doug, because why don't you take the opportunity to talk to Doug?
One of the smartest baseball voices out there. Doug Glanville going to join us next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.